Wide Fare, The Economist, July 6, 2013. To ward off social ills, the region has tended to rely instead on youthful populations, bountiful growth, and dutiful families. Yet as aging countries have grown richer, older, and less autocratic, their governments have responded to a rising demand from citizens for welfare, including pensions, health insurance, and anti-poverty schemes such as subsidized food, public works, and even cash handouts. The Asian Development Bank has tried to summarize their efforts in a single indicator, the Social Protection Index, published this week. The index shows both the breadth of coverage, the percentage of potential beneficiaries actually covered, and the depth, the amount of spending per beneficiary expressed as a percentage of the country's GDP per person. True to their tradition of self-reliance, many Asian countries lean heavily towards social insurance, which ties benefits to contributions rather than social assistance, which ties benefits to circumstances. In South Korea, for example, the mix is 80% insurance to 20% assistance, according to the index. In Singapore, 9/10 of the government's efforts consist of contributions to the country's Central Provident Fund and compulsory savings schemes from which Singaporeans can draw for housing, healthcare, and retirement. But a number of countries are also experimenting with cash transfers. In 2009, Thailand's government scheme handed out 2,000 baht, $65, to registered workers earning less than 15,000 baht a month to help them weather the global financial crisis. And in South Asia, social insurance is far less dominant. This may reflect the limited reach and credibility of South Asian states, which find it difficult to collect and track contributions, especially if the people doubt the state's capacity to provide promised benefits. Many governments find it easier to just hand out cheap grain or to pay the poor to dig ditches or lay roads. India is a case in point. Thank you.